Welcome to Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about humming. And if humming can, in fact... Sounds good. You sound good.
I'm clear.
We're going to see if humming can ease sinus problems. It's not easy. It's causing me a headache from you, yes. But I don't...
Fixes your sinus but causes headaches to the people around you.
Exactly.
That's what we've learned here today.
Well, sinus infections occur in about 37 million Americans. You're one of them, right? Are you
all
one of
time.
Those? Yeah. You get it all the time. So you should listen up on this. And what happens is it generally occurs when the lining of the sinus has become inflamed and it traps air and mucus and pus and secretions, which leads to pain, headaches, and congestion. And this inflammation is often caused by upper respiratory infections. People with asthma, people with allergies are more vulnerable than other people with chronic sinusitis. Now, here's the deal. Keeping the sinuses ventilated, or I shouldn't say infection-free, requires ventilation, meaning the ability to let air flow in and out of the sinuses. And the best way to do that, it seems that humming seems to make it better. Now, there was a study that was done recently, and it showed that they looked at nitric oxide levels during humming. And when you exhale, nitric oxide levels increase by about 15-fold. Now, nitric oxide is a vasodilator.
No.
It vasodilates blood vessels.
No.
Yes. So it allows for more rapid gas exchange, and it seems that... that in the paranasal sinuses that the humming actually does help. Now, there obviously seems to be more studies that need to study this.
Do you hum to a certain kind of music?
I always say Springsteen.
Springsteen.
The Springsteen to me is the best, you know. And he actually has songs that he actually hums in his songs.
Wow.
So that if there's anything that comes out of this information, it's that Springsteen can ease sinus problems.
That's what we learned.
That's
the takeaway. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.